Let's do the birthday scam.
She wanted to remain anonymous because she's a prosecutor here in town. Recently was on a fabulous vacation.
She was just staying in a hotel, and their friends were staying on the club level. So they had access to one of those club lounges that has all the amenities and drinks. But her friends slipped them an extra card. So they're sneaking upstairs and going into the level and, you know, taking advantage of all the free hors d'oeuvres. And so I'm going to call from the hotel saying we found out.
Charge her more for the hotel stay. She used the club level person.
Hi, my name is Larry Murphy with the hotel. How are you today?
Hi. I'm just fine. How are you, Mr. Murphy?
Great. We have a billing matter that I'd like to straighten out. My information is that you took advantage of the club floor and its amenities, but you stayed on a different floor.
Yes. We visited our friends.
Right.
And we brought our own alcohol.
Well, that's not what I understand.
Well, I couldn't drink anyway, first of all.
Well, somebody did.
I'm 7 months pregnant. And I know that if you check with housekeeping, my husband had his own bottle of bourbon and his own bottle of scotch in our room.
As you know, that club level is for people that are staying on the club floor.
Yes.
But you were not staying on the club floor.
Yeah, I was watching the kids. That was my job.
Uh-huh.
Because I was the only one who couldn't drink.
So it was your husband then?
Pardon me?
So it was your husband that was using the club
lounge.
Well,
both of us did, because we had to bring kids back and forth.
And I don't want to make a big stink out of it, but I would like to recoup, if I could, some of the difference, because that does cost us.
Can I talk to my husband and see what he did?
My information is that your husband puts it away pretty good, if I may say so.
Who do they say is my husband?
Well, they remember him, and they said that he probably easily did $100 of alcohol a day.
You're kidding.
No. For 4 days, that'd be approximately $400.
I can't imagine.
Well, it adds up pretty quick when you're just hitting the booze first thing out of bed all day long.
He didn't hit the booze when he got out of bed.
Well, I know how these trips go. I mean, that's what you're there for.
But he didn't. I was with him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how he could do that much. At first, I was surprised, too, but does he have a drinking problem or something?
No, not at all.
Were you with him 100% of the time?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was sneaking in there, hitting the old complimentary bar. Then you tell me he had another bottle in the room.
Yes, no, two, a bottle of scotch and bourbon.
Good Lord.
Well, we entertained our guests in our room as well.
Sure. Well, we can do one of two things. We could charge, I think, $100 a day would be fair, and then also the rate of a club-level room. That's $220 a night.
I don't think that's fair.
I'll tell you what. You seem like you want to cooperate. I called there. You're an attorney of some type?
Yes, sir.
A prosecutor?
Yes, sir.
You know, maybe we could work out a deal.
Okay.
I have a charge coming up for me personally that maybe you could help me with.
Doesn't work that way. Sorry.
Well, I'm just talking about...
Well, I don't want to know about any of your personal charges.
It's an indecent exposure charge. It was. It's a trumped-up thing. I got locked out of my house. That's why I was running down the street naked. The fact that I stayed out there for 3 hours, I suppose, didn't help. Is there anything you can do for me?
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, your husband wanted us to call you with the birthday scam. It's Dean and Raj.
Did you guys think I was going to help you with your personal charge?
I thought if anybody could help, you could pull some strings.
Wrong.
I guess I'm still stuck with that.
You guys are so funny. I listen to you all the time. I can't believe this happened to me.